'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In. I'm your host, Layla Mutin, here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I bring you compelling information, health, wellness, nutrition. And I love your questions, topics of interest. You can email me, questions@drhoffman.net. That's questions@drhoffman.net. Last week, I talked about the importance of posture. And I mentioned yoga because balance exercises are very, very important when it comes to maintaining good posture or working on your posture if you have poor posture. We need good balance. Well, yoga has even more potential than that, and I know it's many fold, but there was a pilot study in Germany. Comprehensive inpatient neuro-rehabilitation, harnessing yoga's potential from advances, in mind-body medicine. It's a journal, Advances in Mind-Body Medicine, Inpatient Neuro-Rehabilitation, Harnessing Yoga's Potential, a pilot study in Germany. Now, we're talking about neurological diseases like multiple sclerosis and stroke and others. Neurological diseases require rehabilitation due to the disabling effect they induce, right? Yet cost, therapist availability make long-term therapy difficult. Not everybody has the resources, right? However, innovative, cost-effective strategies that cater to a person's physical and mental requirements are vital to address this gap in care. Incorporating yoga into inpatient neurorehabilitation holds promise as a complementary approach to enhance physical and mental recovery for individuals in a German neurological rehabilitation hospital.
This is a pilot study.
This study explores the potential benefits of integrating yoga within the multimodal care framework, shedding light on its role in improving comms and overall well-being in these people. So, what was the objective? To study the effect of integrated yoga therapy and multimodal rehabilitation techniques in the neuro-rehabilitation of multiple sclerosis, stroke, and others. All of this was done in an inpatient setting. Pretty good methodology. So what they did, a single group pre- and post-study was conducted at a neurological rehabilitation center. in Germany, in Bad Griesbach. 20 patients, 11 female and 9 male. Average age of 54 and a half plus or minus 9 years. With different neurological diseases. 12 had MS, that's multiple sclerosis. 3 had a stroke. 5 had others. I wish they would talk about the others. Anyway, they volunteered to participate in the study. Easy to do when you're inpatient, right? To find volunteers like that. So what was the intervention? The integrated yoga intervention was designed by experts from yoga and neurology to suit neurorehabilitation patients. Yoga intervention included breathing practice, yogic loosening practices, rapid breathing, alternate nostril breathing. I've talked about that here. Alternate nostril breathing. Like if you pinch your right nostril and only breathe through your left nostril, activates the parasympathetic nervous system, responsible for relaxation, for rest and digest. If you want to calm down, pinch your right nostril and only breathe through your left nostril for a few minutes. If you need to energize, if you're too sedated, pinch your left nostril, only breathe with your right nostril. It activates the sympathetic nervous system to get going. Anyway, so this is some of the things that the yoga interventions included: breathing practices, yogic loosening practices, rapid breathing, alternate nostril breathing, postures, the asanas that we do in yoga, as well as relaxation techniques. The participants, the volunteers, underwent yoga training for 1 hour daily, 5 days a week for 3 weeks, along with other conventional rehabilitation procedures that you would get in an inpatient rehab facility, right? So what were the outcome measures? The pain analog scale and spasticity analog scale were used to determine the extent of the problem. So other things like time to up and go test, hand grip strength, were used to determine the baseline functioning of the volunteer. Hospital anxiety and depression scale to assess anxiety and depression symptoms in patients. And other questionnaires were used to assess quality of life. So get that, the results. There was a significant reduction in pain. 6.97%. That's with a confidence interval of 0.001. That's pretty firm. There was a significant reduction in pain, almost 67%, and almost 65% reduction in spasticity, and anxiety scores by 29%. There is no significant decrease in depression scores. Hey, when you're suffering with a neurological condition and you're inpatient, you're going to be depressed. Of course, we want optimism to wash over you, but it's normal human reaction to have some depression when you're in a situation like that. Anyway, improvement in something called a Barthel Index, the time to up and go test, improvements were like 10 and 11.5% respectively. And physical, almost 5%, and psychological, almost 5%, and environmental domains, 9%. The results indicate that yoga therapy can effectively address common and debilitating symptoms associated with neurological disorders. Along with the improvement in daily living activities, ability, and overall quality of life for patients with neurological conditions. So this is good, the incorporation of yoga. So what did they conclude? Incorporating yoga to the neurorehabilitation regimen for inpatients at a German neurological rehabilitation hospital has both proven both achievable and advantageous. This is good news. This is the inclusion of yoga sessions within the structured rehabilitation schedules demonstrates the practicality of this integration. Now, as with any research, they say, future studies should focus on exploring the long-term effects of yoga in comparison with other complementary therapies in neurorehabilitation. Again, this has been advances in mind-body medicine. Advances in Mind-Body Medicine, 2024, Volume 38. And it's a very, very interesting study. And listen, when you're incorporating something like yoga in this type of an inpatient situation, you are practicing harmless techniques, truly harmless techniques. And the benefits of yoga, even beyond this, are fantastic, in my opinion. So, now, did you know about the gut-stress connection?
Gut
and stress. When we feel stress, often we feel it in the gut. The same way we feel like we've been kicked in the gut when we get bad news. Or we feel it in our gut when we feel like we're in danger. But there's more information on the gut-stress connection. And it's from Integrative Practitioner. Research regarding the gut-brain axis has been expanding dramatically over the last decade. And accumulating evidence is confirming that there are several key bidirectional communication pathways between the gut and the central nervous system, including modulating the immune system, vagus nerve, enteric nervous system, neuroendocrine system, and circulatory system via the production of metabolites, hormones, neuroactive substances. It's not surprising then that gut microbiome can also influence resilience. So there's new mental health research in this area. Much of the gut-brain research so far has focused on mood disorders like depression and anxiety. However, there's new research that's expanding into other areas of mental health. Researchers from the David Geffen School of Medicine set out to determine if the health of the gut barrier lining, you know, leaky gut, if the health of the gut barrier lining influences the level of resilience that a person has. They utilized MRI scanning, stool samples. They did a resilience questionnaire. And the researchers found that study participants who had a healthy gut lining without any signs of dysbiosis or leaky gut, they were far more resilient than those with poor gut barrier integrity. That's why anyone presenting with any kind of mental health or mood disorder, anxiety, depression, all of it, we're always looking at the gut. It's always all about the gut. That's where we start. We also saw that these highly resilient individuals were very mindful with high level extroversion. They were extroverts. decreased levels of anxiety and depression, and decreased levels of perceived stress and neuroticism, explained Arpana Church, PhD, who was part of the research team. Quote, in addition, I was surprised to see that these highly resilient people were not only calmer,
they were also
kinder and more non-judgmental. Dr. Church talked about this study and her research in more detail in a recent Natural Medicine Journal podcast. Go to Natural Medicine Journal. You can download their podcasts. And another study published recently by John Cryan, C-R-Y-A-N, PhD, and his colleagues, found that the gut microbiome plays a role in regulating stress by interacting with the body's circadian rhythms. Quote, the Cryan group has done it again in eloquently bringing together disparate fields and topics to help us better understand the interplay of stress circadian systems as they relate to the brain-gut microbiome system. These results have important implications in better understanding how hyperactivation in the HPA axis drives specific impairments related to the time of day, and in turn, how this leads to disruptions in the stress response. So, Dr. Church, who was also mentored by Dr. Cryan, is excited about the clinical implications of this latest research. It's evident that not only how we intervene, but more importantly, when we intervene, have significant downstream effects on stress responses and stress-related disorders. Now, we know here in integrative and functional medicine and nutrition, correcting dysbiosis, correcting a leaky gut, has been a long-standing focus in what we do, right? And thanks to this emerging and growing field of research now, it's now understood that when the gut microbiome is healthy, is mental health, including more emotional aspects like stress management. And I'll give you another example. I've always said that there's psychological anxiety and there's also physiological anxiety. Physiological anxiety is caused by too much secretion of catecholamines, adrenaline, epinephrine, we call it now, all of that, right? But why is that happening physiologically? Aside from the psychological, you're in a dangerous situation or you're stressed by something that's happening in your life or your situation, whatever that may be, there are also physiological reasons like you didn't sleep well, didn't get enough to eat, or you skipped lunch altogether, you were too busy, you forgot, and that can cause blood sugar imbalances which lead to overproduction, over-secretion of these catecholamines where you're being mugged by adrenals. You're being mugged by your epinephrine, your cortisol, you're being mugged by your fight-and-flight hormones. So this was another way in which when you take care of that physiological reason for anxiety by not letting it get so far that you're secreting all these catecholamines, sleeping better, eating better, you can then wrap your arms around psychological, the emotional, the real-life situation. You are better equipped to address that then. We're already out of whack physiologically. Blood sugar is unstable and we're being mugged by our hormones and we had too much caffeine or whatever it may be. we are not equipped to handle that stressful situation at hand. Yes, brain access, all of that, important. The gut microbiome is important. Addressing dysbiosis, leaky gut, all of this is important. And you know, there's a myriad of things that cause a leaky gut. Stress is included. It's a little bit of a vicious circle. We do have to take care of the stress element to some degree. The degree that you do have control over what impacts your life, or to the extent that you can change your reaction to those things that are impacting your life in a not so healthy way. Remember that we can change our reaction, just as important about the impact on that gut stress connection. You know, taking a probiotic is not the only thing we could do to help in that, right? Or cleaning up the only thing we can do. We can also concentrate on controlling the controllables, but not being control freaks. We have to maintain that there is only so much we can control, and that thus change our reaction. That is every part of it. That is a more favorable mental health care. But it is exciting, all of this about the gut stress issue and the resilience, and how resilient you can be when you take care. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Ways. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mutin, registered dietitian nutritionist. I maintain a private practice and see patients regularly. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone and telehealth consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.